Gemara Megillah Daf Dalet quotes a statement from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Chayav Adam Likros as a Megillah Balayla L'Shanosa B'Yom, and is obligated to read the Megillah at night, and then to repeat the Kriya Samegillah during the day. And the question, of course, is what exactly is the relationship between Kriya Samegillah Balayla, Bayom? Are they on equal footing? Or perhaps one could argue that no, Iker Kriya Samegillah perhaps is Balayla, maybe the Iker Kriya Samegillah is Bayom. Tosus immediately on Daf Dalet Aleph raises the following issue, that it's clear that the first time that we lay in the Megillah, we recite a bracha of Shechianu. After all, Kriya Samegillah, a mitzvah which is asim izman lezman veino tadira, and therefore it warrants the bracha of Shechianu. Shechianu is recited on mitzvah sayom, sukkah daf mem vav. Shechianu is recited on kedusha sayom, erev and daf mem. But clearly, one is obligated to recite the bracha of Shechianu balayla. What about when it comes to the repetition of Kriya Samegillah? And there Tosus writes that yes, even though you've heard the Megillah at night, you're obligated to repeat the bracha of Shechianu. Why exactly is that true? Because Tosus writes the following, that Ika Pirsuminisa Tvei, that there's more Pirsum and Ace during the day as opposed to the night. Oh, and that warrants a bracha of Shechianu. L'chari, you see from Tosus something which is stunning, and that is Pirsuminisa is not just merely Barov Am Hadras Melech, but qualitatively, it's a different form of Kriya Samegillah. And therefore, since indeed that is the case, so that would warrant a new bracha of Shechianu. You know, it's not so surprising. You look at the Gemara in Daf Hei, Amachlokas Rab and Rabbi Yosef, whether the mitzvah of Kriya Samegillah requires a tzibur. Is there even a mitzvah of Kriya Samegillah when you lay in the Megillah by yourself? And even though that, yes, we assume, of course, that a person 3 a.m. would lay in the Megillah himself, Tosus raises the following suffix. Do you make a bracha on Kriya Samegillah biyachid? Even though one does so, but so much is lacking. You're lacking that element of Pirsumenisa. Maybe it doesn't even warrant a bracha. And Tosus says, diyukim. Tosus Daf Hei Amud Alef quotes a Tshuvas Rashi, that you can make a bracha on Kriya Samegillah even though you're reading the Megillah privately, what we would assume. Well, of course, no, not necessarily. Pirsumenisa is so built into the fabric of Kriya Samegillah that the Machlokas Amoraim and even Machlokas Rishonim regarding a bracha when Kriya Samegillah is read, the Yachin. And Chanukah, we pointed out a Machlokas, the Rambam and the Rashba. It's 3 a.m, there's no Pirsumenisa, and you didn't light the Ner Chanukah. The Rambam writes, the mitzvahs come to an end. There's no mitzvah sadlaka independent of Pirsumenisa. And the Rashba disagrees and writes that certainly is not true. The mitzvah namuvchar, of course, is during the zman of Pirsumenisa. Believe in lachar shetich l'rega menashuk. There is still a kiyum of hadlokas ner Chanukah. But fascinating, a machlokas when it comes to Kriya Samegillah, so not surprising. The Tosus writes, if the ikar Pirsumenisa is biyom, so in such a case, that warrants the repetition of the bracha itself. And we look in the Rambam, Aleph Gimel and Hilchos Megillah, the Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam writes that Kriya Samegillah Balayla, of course, Shechianu, but there's no repetition of Shechianu Bayom, and Shechianu is only recited once. There's a piece that Rav Zhulti has, Mishnas Yavetz, Simenai and Zayin, where he writes that maybe there is an additional element to Kriya Samegillah Bayom that's lacking Balayla, because the Gemara later on Daf Yudalit raises the fundamental issue, why is it that we don't recite Hallel on Purim? Why exactly is that absent? The Gemara has several possibilities. After all, maybe one could argue, you know, this was an ace in the Chutz Laretz, and therefore it doesn't warrant the recitation of Hallel. Or perhaps, Rava, the Rakate Avdei Achashverosh Hanan, the Yeshua of Purim was incomplete, and therefore it doesn't warrant the recitation of Hallel. Or Rav Nachman Shita, that what do you mean, Karasa Zohilula, that the Kriya Samegillah is considered to be a form of Hallel. And somewhat unusual, the Rama Paskins, like Rav Nachman, that the Kriya Samegillah is a kiyum of Hallel. One could raise the following issue, that kiyum of Hallel of Kriya Samegillah, when exactly does that take place? Maybe one would argue as follows, that's only Bayom, that's not Balayla. halal is bayom, halal is not balayla. Mimizra shemesh ad mavo, zayom asa Hashem. After all, that halal is bayom, typically it is not balayla at all. And maybe that additional kiyum of the Kriya Samagila is a form of halal. That indeed is bayom. Unless one is going to assume such a chiddush, and that is that there is a model of halal balayla, and that's the halal of the Lel Seder. And indeed, right, the Gemara does discuss in Megillah Daf Yadalit that if Miavdus Lecheirus are obligated to recite Shira, Mimisa Lechaim Lekoshkein, so maybe one could argue such a chiddush that even the Kriya Samagila balayla has that kiyum. But when you look at the Dinim Halo Balayla and the uniqueness of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Poshim Shat, that would not be true. That the Halel that we are referring to is the typical Halo Biyom, not the Halo which is Bishas Hanes of the Lo Seder, in which case Rajolti writes that that is an additional Kim of Halo Biyom as opposed to Laila, but you know, Halo does not warrant a bracha of Shechianu. So not surprising, the Rambam writes, you know, the uniqueness of Kriya Samigila and perhaps Kriya Samigila Bayom is that additional kiyum of halal, but that's not going to warrant an additional bracha of Shechianu. And therefore, indeed it is not. It is not recited at all. As Tosus writes, that the Ikar Mitzvah Kriya Samigila is Bayom, Tosus says that's because of the element of Persuminisa, that's why it's true. If you look in the Tosas Arash, Megillah Daf Dalet, Tosas Arash, it's clear that the Ikar Mitzvah of Kriya Samigila is indeed Bayom, and he writes a simple raya that, you know, you look throughout all the Mishnayis and Maseches Megillah, there's no reference at all to Kriya Samigila Balayla. There's no Mishnah that even talks about Kriya Samigila, which is Balayla. The Mishnah writes, Ulan Daf Chav, that you know what? The Zman of Kriya Samigila Bayom, it's interesting, but it doesn't mention the Zman of Kriya Samigila Balayla. Why exactly is that true? Like a glaring omission. Tosas Arash writes, that's an obvious indicator that the Ikar Mitzvah of Kriya Samigila is in fact Bayom. And maybe that's not surprising. The Mitzvahs of Purim are Bayom and not Balayla. If it's the Mitzvah of Suda, and the mitzvah, full Simchas Purim. There isn't it clear, the full Simchas Purim, the Sudas Purim, the mitzvah Sayom, are Bayom and not Balayla? And the Mishnah does not even acknowledge that Kriya Samigila, which indeed is Balayla. So Tosas Arash writes, without the reference to Persuminisa, but it's clear that the Ikar Mitzvah of Kriya Samigila is indeed Bayom, and this is against a Sefer Rokeach. Shin Samach Gimel. The Sefer Rokeach, Shin Samach Gimel, it's worth going through that piece. That's where the Sefer Rokeach discusses Birchas HaMitzvah and a lot of time discussing the technical aspects of Birchas HaMitzvah. Al and Le, the Sugyim Sachim and Avzayim. When is it that you recite Al? When do you recite Le? The Gemara has several different conditions. You know, if it's something which is an absolute mitzvah, maybe that can warrant le. If it's something which is only a reshus, then it's considered to be al. If something is over l'asiyason, le is l'haba mashma. Whenever you make a bracha after the fact, like midag bein afik bei, you pick up dalid minim, you're ready yotze, the bracha is al. The Gemara writes the obvious example of tefilas hager. When is the ger going to recite a bracha on the gerus before the tefillah? Certainly not afterwards, and therefore brachi is al. Tosus writes in brachas and daf nun aleph, your hands are soiled, it's appropriate to wash them, and then to make the bracha, and that's why the bracha is al netilas yadayim, the bracha is lachar asiyasa. Or the Gemara says, if it's not your mitzvah, you're doing a mitzvah for others, you're doing a maisa mitzvah, but the kima mitzvah is someone else's. In that particular case also, al is recited and not li. So the Gemara tells us certain examples of the difference of al and le, and the Rush at length, right, goes through each and every bracha. How come Chazal or Kovei has certain brachas with the prefix of al, the prefix of le, right, the Rush in Psachim Aleph Yud, the Rush in Rosh Hashanah, Dalet Yud, right, it's worth going through all those diunim and nusach habracha. Ooh, but the Sefer Rokeach writes the following chiddush, that sometimes you have a mitzvah that has an extended duration. You're not going to be finished with the mitzvah right now. But, you know, there's an endurance that the mitzvah has. Oh, that's lahaba mashma. That's lit. So, you know, I make a bracha of leishe besukkah. I begin sitting now, but, you know, it's an extended and enduring mitzvah. And therefore lit. You make a bracha of lihisatev betzitzis, because that tifa is something which absolutely continues. And therefore, of course, the nusach habracha is considered to be lit. That's not true. The Sefer HaKeach Reich, Shin Samach Gimel, when it comes to Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah, you make a bracha, and you're done. Right? Half hour later, you're done. Half hour later, you're done. I fulfilled part of the mitzvah. But Chayev Adam Nikros Asin Gabalaylo Shinosa Beyom. Done. No, there's an absolute endurance. Someone tells you, I'm done. No, you're not done. You know, you have to come to shul in the morning as well. Oh, so the Sefer correct? No, because the Iker Mitzvah Kriya Samagila is Balayla. Balayla. And since the Iker Mitzvah Kriya Samagila is Balayla, so therefore Chazal or Koveh the Brach of Al as opposed to Lit. Wow. It's a deun in terms of the technical issue, but the Sefer HaKeach writes, the Iker Mitzvah Kriya Samagila is Balayla. Balayla. L'shano Sabayom. Yeah, you know, it's not enough to do it once. Repetition is necessary. But the Iker Mitzvah Kriya Samagila is indeed Balayla. Right? Mefurish again. What the Tosfos HaRash writes, and that stunning observation of the Tosfos HaRash, that you look in the Mishnayos, Kriya Samigila Bayom, as opposed to Kriya Samigila Balayla. When you look in the Turi Evin, Megillah Daf Dalet, there the Turi Evin, the Shagasaya writes something which is remarkable. The Nodi Bida writes this as well, right? And Simin Mem Aleph, that if I were to ask you, when was the takana of Kriya Samigila? You know what the answer is? There's a difference between Kriya Samigila Balayla as opposed to Kriya Samigila Bayom. Kriya Samigila Bayom, that was Midivrei Kabbalah. When the Megillah itself speaks about the mitzvos of Purim, Hayamim Ha'elen Yizkarim V'Nasim, just as when it speaks about Yimei Mishta V'Simcha, just as when it speaks about Nishloach Manos, Matanos Avyonim, Bayom. The Takana of Kriya Samigila Balayla was a much later Takana. The Takana of Beis Dino Shomordechai was Kriya Samigila Bayom and not Kriya Samigila Balayla. And therefore, you know that not all dinim drabanan have equal footing. You know, the prima gadim, the psicha kaleles. You know that sometimes there's an asmachta. If it's something is alluded to in Torah, that elevates the din drabanan. If something is midivrei kabbalah, that certainly elevates its status. How can you equate something which is a takana drabanan to that which was ordained in kisvei hakodesh? And therefore, here, if in Ksuvim, in Megillas Esther, we speak about the Chiyuv of Kriya Samigila, but Bayom, not Balayla, that has the status of Divrei Kabbalah, as opposed to Kriya Samigila, Balayla, which is much later Takana. How late is the Takana? Oh, you look in the Tshuvis of Shlomo Vilna, the Binyan Shlomo, such a Chiddush. He goes as far as to assume, like, this is unbelievable. Kriya Samigila Balayla was a Takanas Amoraim. A Takanas Amoraim. Not only that, ordained in Megillas Esther, a Takanas Amoraim. So late. That's surprising, no? Well, after all, you know, the heart of the Tosfos HaRash. You know, you look through the Mishnayos, there's no reference. There's no reference to Kriya Samigila Balayla. Only to Kriya Samigila Bayom. You know, one could argue with Shagasari that it's not Midivrei Kabbalah, but it sounds stunning to assume this was a Takanas Amorayim. When Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Megillah Daf Dalet, Chayev Adam Likros as a Megillah Balayla Shnosa Bayom, that was the Takana of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Not just an observation of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That was the Takana of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Something which is striking. You know, I'll ask you the following. You know the opening Mishnah, Meseches Megillah, those small villages, the B'nai Kfar, they kind of had a problem, the Mishnah tells us. You know, they were not adequately able to have an appropriate Kriyas HaMegillah. So you know what? Incredible. No, based on psukim, a dispensation, to be mocked into the Yom HaKnisa. Don't worry, you're traveling to the city in any case. You know what? So why don't you read the Megillah then as early as Yud Aleph? As early as Yud Aleph. As you're going ahead and journeying to the city. An unbelievable machlokas Rashi and Tosus, where Rashi writes, you know what the solution was? That you're going to hear the Megillah in the city, read by a member of the city. Wow, that's Rashi Shita. These villages weren't able to go ahead and to have a proper Kriyas HaMegillah. But you're going to frequent the city anyway, in Yom HaKnisa. So you know what? Read in the city, and the Balkari is going to be a member of the big city. No, Rashi, Beis HaMelach, Maseches Megillah. Like stunning, Tosus does not comment. Tosus does not comment. But Patosus assumes that, you know, you're not just learning Megillah. No, you're knowing Shas. Now Satosus writes Nivamas. Now the second of your daughter, Losis go to do. Tosus writes that cannot be. That cannot be. Number one, that would mamish be an issur to read the Megillah in the city on two different days. On two different days, ikri kamosis go to do. After all, when is the Kriyas HaMegillah in the city? You're going to argue on Yadalit and on the Yom HaKnisa. That's terrible. You can't do that. You can't have two different takanas of Kriyas HaMegillah in the same place. That would be an Isser, maybe even Isser Daraisa, of Losis Godadu. Wow. And then you know what Tosso says? It's not even going to work. Because a member of the ear is an Inamachuya Badavar. No, he's going to lay in the Megillah on Thursday on Yud Aleph. And Purim is Sunday. That's not his day of Purim. He can't be Yotze on Thursday. So the whole thing is not going to work. Tosa says that no. You're going to be Maktim to Kyom HaKnis and read in the city. That's Aser. By a member of the big city, you're not going to be Yotze. So Tosa writes, the solution was a very different one. The solution was, park and ride. No? Park and ride. Well, you think that's a modern, not modern at all. No, they used to travel to the big cities. And they used to gather at a central point before they crossed over to the big city. They would gather in a central area. When all the villages gathered in that central area, guess what? We're going to be able to find someone who could do it. And guess what? They would lay in the Megillah there in the parking ride by a villager. So that's not Losis go to do. That's the time of their Kriyas HaMegillah. And each locale, whether it's an ear, a kfar, a krach, is only reading the Megillah once. And the Balkore is a ben kfar. It's not a Ben Ir. That's a pretty fundamental machlokas. Rashi and Tosus, the basics. Now, what was the solution when it came to the Bnei Kfar? Well, I ask you the following. Rashi, Tosus, traveling. When did all this happen? This all happened by Yom, no? What happened by Laila? What happened by Laila? You know what the Ran writes? Aleph of an Aleph and Dap Yerif. Can't get more basic than Aleph of an Aleph, no? The Ran writes, they didn't have a Kriyas HaMegillah by Laila. They didn't have a Kriyas HaMegillah b'Laila. After all, you know, that's what the Binyan Shlomo writes as well. That you know, the Mishnayos are talking about Hanisal the Prophet of Kfar. Yeah, he goes as far as the Mishnah only had the Kriyas HaMegillah b'Yom. That was the solution. And what about b'Laila? B'Laila, they didn't travel. They couldn't travel. They didn't read the Megillah. They didn't read the Megillah at that particular time. Wow, a stunning chiddush. There was no Kriyas HaMegillah b'Laila. That was a later takana, and the whole dispensation of being maktim kanisa was to fulfill the mitzvah that was indeed midivrei kabbalah. But that's a chiddush, that kriyas hamegillah midivrei kabbalah, chiddush number one. Oh, chiddush number two, kriyas hamegillah bayom is midivrei kabbalah, not kriyas hamegillah, which indeed is balayla. And that's a very heavy machlokes. If you look, for example, the Prima Gadim, Tafresh Pei Zayin, the Prima Gadim writes the following, that how do you paskin in a suffix regarding Kriyas HaMegillah? Because after all, that a suffix drabbanan is lakula. But who says that's true of a suffix which is midivrei kabbalah? Maybe a suffix midivrei kabbalah is lachumra. That's what the Prima Gadim writes, Tafresh Pei Zayin, in the name of the Taz. A suffik divrei kabbalah is indeed l'chumra. And therefore, Prima Gadim writes, according to this Chiddush of the Taz, one cannot be Yodse Kriya Samigila Balayla during Ben Hashmashas. You have to wait until Vaday Tzeis, because it's a suffix, Divrei Kabbalah. Oh, you see the Chiddush, according to the Taz, that number one, Kriya Samigila is Midivrei Kabbalah, but Kriya Samigila, Divrei Kabbalah, Balayla, Ben Hashmashas. Are you Yotzi the Kriya Samigila Balayla at that particular time? When the Mishnah Berurah in Tafresh Sadi Beis quotes this Chiddush that Kriya Samigila is Midivrei Kabbalah, Mishnah Berurah writes Kriya Samigila Bayom, but not Kriya Samigila Balayla. Like that Chiddush of Turi Evin, that's what Mishnah Berurah writes in the Shar HaTzion. But the Taz disagrees and writes Kriya Samigila Balayla. But that's an incredible Chiddush. Kriya Samigila Midivrei Kabbalah, and then the detail, to which element, which aspect of Kriya Samigila? The No Davidus Tshuva, No Simin Mem Aleph, unbelievable, no? You know what, it was a very cloudy month, and there was no opportunity to be Mekadesh Levana. Right, all of a sudden, you know, it's so noisy, everybody's clamoring, the groggers, you know. So Levana like sticks out his head to find out what's happening exactly. No, in the middle of Kriya Samigila, the Levana appears. Mamish, that's the Chuvas No Debida in Simim Aleph. It's like unbelievable. You know what? The No Debida said, okay, let's stop Kriya Samigila, let's go out to Mekadesh Levana. After all, that the Kiddush Levana is a mitzvah of Eris. And the Kriya Samigila will be able to be mashlim, will be able to finish up the Kriya Samigila afterwards. But who says Levana is going to stick around? Now he'll see, it's only Grager, so we'll go back. And we're not going to be able to make Kaddish Levana. And that's where the No Debida writes in Simim Aleph. And don't tell me that Kriya Samigila is Midivrei Kabbalah. And where do you see suspending a mitzvah Midivrei Kabbalah to perform a mitzvah Derabbanan? Because Kriya Samigila Balayla is not Midivrei Kabbalah. Kriya Samigila is only Derabbanan. And therefore, if it's a choice, a mitzvah veris that potentially you won't be able to fulfill, as opposed to a mitzvah shino veris that, of course, will be able to continue in 10 more minutes. So in such a case, wow, that was the Chiddush of the No Debi Yudah. Kriya Samigila Kabbalah, but only Bayom, not the case of Laila. Mishnah Berurah even discusses the following, Tafreis Tzad, that, you know, Machlokes Tanoim, Machlokes Amoroim, Machlokes Rishonim, Tudeis and Shulchan Aruch Simin Samach. The old issue, Mitzvos Trichos Kavana, Mitzvos Ein Trichos Kavana. Machlokes Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, Machlokes Rabban Rab Zeira, Stiris and Rambam, Tudeis and Mechaber, like, you know. A little bit unclear how we paskin when it comes to that issue of mitzvos trichos kavana. You know, you see the mechaber in Simin Samach, Chokos Kriya Shema. So the mechaber like really like weighs in, no? That mitzvos trichos kavana v'chein halacha, no? So okay, mitzvos trichos kavana. All of a sudden, tapetes. No, a psak of the mechaber that you all know. No, someone tells you, what night of sphere is it? No, so the mechaber writes, don't say tonight is. Say yesterday was, because if you say tonight is, maybe you're Yotze. Even though you didn't have Kavana to be Yotze, because mitzvahs ain't Srichos Kavana. The Mechaber in Hilchos Kriya Shema, Mechaz Srichos Kavana, the Mechaber in Hilchos Sfira Somer, Tav Peites, that mitzvahs ain't Srichos Kavana. Wow. How exactly do you resolve that stira? Maybe several possibilities. But maybe one is exactly this point, that it really depends. Maybe we should paskin as follows. Magen Avraham is the name of the Radvaz. When it comes to a mitzvah d'arais, mitzvah srichos kavana. When it comes to mitzvah d'rabanan, then b'di'evet, mitzvah saint srichos kavana. So even though both of those cases are machlokas rishonim, but we paskin like rov rishonim, not like the Tosos and Sota, like rov rishonim, that kriyashma is d'araisa. Kriyashma is daraisa. It's machlokis and brachos, of chaf aleph and aleph, but we paskin that kriyashma is daraisa. Sphere somewhere else also an incredible machlokis. No, in menachos and of samachav, but rov rishonim assume the sphere from bizman is only drabanan, against the Rambam Shita. So sphere somewhere is drabanan, so therefore bidieve mitzvah saint srichos kavana. So if you said today is, even without Kavanah Latzeis, so you would say, but Kriya Shmez Daraisa, that indeed would not be the case. That's what the Magen Avraham writes. You know, the Ramban writes, the special need to be conscious of Kavanah for the first Pasuk of Kriya Shma is because the Ramban Shita, Kriya Shma Daraisa, is only the first Pasuk. And therefore, Kavanah is Likuva when it comes to a mitzvah Daraisa. So make sure that there's the requisite kavan at least for the first pasuk, even if it doesn't extend to the balance of Kriya Shema itself. Assuming this distinction, that mitzvahs daraisa, so that's the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Tafrei Sadi. That what about when it comes to Kriya Samagillah? Kriya Samagillah, b'li kavana. Because Kriya Samagillah is midivrei Kabbalah. It's ordained in Kisvei HaKodesh. And there as well, the Mishnah Berurah distinguishes between Kriya Samigillah Balayla as opposed to Kriya Samigillah, which is Bayom. Kriya Samigillah Bayom, Divrei Kabbalah. Kriya Samigillah Balayla, not necessarily. That a takana, derabam. In Shagasari, he writes, here in Turi Evin, Daf Dalid, that this difference between Divrei Kabbalah versus derabanan is critical for the Dion in Tosus. Women are obligated in Kriya Samigillah. That very same Daf, Megillah, Daf Dalet, the same Bala Memor, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Women are obligated in Kriya Samigillah, Afein Hobosones. Does that necessarily mean that women can be mostly men in Kriya Samigillah? Men are obligated, women are obligated. Would we allow a woman in principle, right, to be motzi man in Kriya Samigillah? So Tosos quotes Halachas Gedolos that writes, certainly not. And the question is, why exactly is that true? So Shagasai writes that, I think there's a very basic distinction. Because after all, Kriya Samigillah is midivrei Kabbalah. What exactly is Afein Hoyobosones? What is Afein Hobosones? Is that Daraisa? Is that Rabbanan? The principle of Afein Hobosones. You know what the answer is? If you look carefully, those are 3 days in Tosus. 3 days in Tosus. A Tosus Samsachim Kuvchesim Adayz, and a Tosus Megillah Daf Dalet, the same Daf, no? Megillah Daf Dalet. You look at the Tosus in both places, people don't always look so carefully, but there are 3 days. There are 3 days in Tosus. The Tosus in Psachim Daf Kuches says the following chiddush, that Afein Hobosones has no application at all to a mitzvah daraisa. Afein Hobosones is only drabanan, and it only applies to mitzvahs drabanan. If you're dealing with the mitzvah daraisa, do not invoke the principle of Afein Hobosones. So therefore, clearly, right, there was an incredible mitzvah of Kibbutz Sukkos or Shaftis B'nai Yisrael, but we don't apply Afein Hobosones to the mitzvah of Sukkah. That's Tosus, Psachim Daf Kuvches. Women, yes, are obligated in Matzah, Psachim Daf Mem Gimel, but not because of Afein Hobosones, because Kol She'eshna, the Torah equates the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, the Isra of Achilas Chametz. Kol She'eshna, Baal Tocha Chametz, Yeshna B'Kol Ocha Matzah. So if we're going to obligate women, we need a source. And the source is not going to be Afein Hobosones. So in Matzah, yes, because of a different makar. And in Sukkah, no, because there is no Afein Hobosones. Whoa, that's the Chiddush HaTosus. Imsachim Andav, Kuvches Simudeis. When you look at the Tosus, Megillah, Daf Dalet, Amud Aleph, Tosus raises this question. Why do you need a Hekesh when it comes to Matzah to teach us women are obligated? Why not apply the principle of Afein Hobosones? So when you look at the first Teretz of Tosus, it's not at all identical to the Tosus, Imsachim Daf Kuvches. Tosus says the following, because if I didn't have the Hekesh, I only had Afein Hobosones, so women would only be obligated in Matzah, Midrabanan. That's not what Tosus is Imsachim. that first day of Tosas, Megillah Daf Dalet, an important Chiddush. I'm going to apply Afein Abosoneis to Mitzvah Daraisa, but it's only going to create a Chiv Darabanan. Tosas and Psachim, it has no relevance whatsoever to Mitzvah Daraisa. Here Tosas says, no, if I didn't have a Hekesh, women would have to eat matzah at the Seder, albeit Darabanan. The Hekesh, that's a Din Daraisa. Women are obligated in a matzah in a Torah, not just obligated in the Rabbanan because of Afein Abosoneis. And then Tosas says the second Teretz, Rabbi Yosef Yishu Shalayim, that writes the following. You know what? Afein Habosanes would have been enough. It would have been enough to obligate women in matzah daraisa. Daraisa. Oh, but you know what? Ooh, there's a competing factor. There's a competing factor. Women are not obligated in sukkah. That's a pasuk. Ha-ezrach. Women are potem in a sukkah. And there's a gzeirah shav of tesvav tesvav equating sukkahs to Pesach. So I would have said, based on gzeirah shavah, that just as women are exempt from sukkah, they're exempt from matzah. So that would have been a problem. On the one hand, afein osanes would obligate women midaraisa and matzah. On the other hand, I would have applied a gzeirah shavah to exempt women. Oh, so that's why. Forget about all these other makoros. Minei ubei. In the mitzvah of matzah itself, there's a pasuk to say women are obligated in matzah. The hekesh to chametz. You know what you see from that last day in Tosos? That afein habosoneis applies to mitzvah daraisa and it creates a chiyuv daraisa. If not for tesvav tesvav, we could have obligated women in matzah midaraisa because of afein habosoneis. So that's something which is pretty remarkable. Now, 3 days in Tosos regarding afein habosoneis. Either it has no relevance to mitzvah daraisa, or it applies to mitzvah daraisa, but albeit only creates a chiyuv drabanan, or no, it applies to mitzvah daraisa, creates a chiyuv daraisa. No, well, it's pretty heavy. The Brik Yosef and the Prima Gadim write, and I'll tell you nafkamina. Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Are women obligated in Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? There's no Gemara that says women are obligated in Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's a Gemara about matzah. There's a Gemara about sukkah. There's no Gemara about Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the godless of the Berkei Yosef, the godless Prima Gadim, they just write in one line, 3 days in Tosos. You know, that's it. 3 days in Tosos. Yeah, these are the 3 days in Tosos. That according to the Tosos and Sachim, women should be exempt, such a chiddush, exempt from Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, because it's a mitzvah daraisa. And why not argue? It's a mitzvah seisha zman grama. And there's no gemara that says that this is an exception too, like kiddush, or like matzah. And the second day, yes, women are obligated, but only drabanan. Or the third day, women are obligated in Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, midaraisa, midaraisa. Oh, it's a pretty unusual issue. Let's assume that afein habosoneis is only a din derabanan. That's what the Shagazari says. Only a din derabanan. Afein does not create a chiyuv beyond derabanan. Either like the first day in Tosas doesn't apply, the second day in Tosas doesn't create an elevated chiyuv. Ooh, so that's what the Tori Evan writes. Men are obligated in Kriya Samagila, Midivrei Kabbalah. Women are only obligated in Kriya Samagila because of Afein Habosoneis. So of course women can't be Motzi men in Kriya Samagila, because Lo'asi Drabbanan, Umapik, Divrei Kabbalah. And that's why the Shagazariya writes that the day in Tosos that women cannot be Motzi. You know, it's fascinating. This is all Dalal v'Dalal. So you have two different paragraphs in the Tori Evan. One paragraph is, that's women cannot be motzi. Good, 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 good. And then the other paragraph is that Kriya Samagilami Divrei Kabbalah is only b'yom not b'layla. You know? The Tori Evan doesn't put them both together and tell you there's a revolution, no? That women can be motzi men in Kriya Samagilah b'layla. Right? Interesting? No? Two different ha'aras that... A fascinating possibility. Maybe that would not work. Maybe that's called a trade drawbone, as we'll see. But that's the yisod that the Shagazari writes. that the reason women cannot be motzim in Kriyas HaMegillah, these are not chiyuvim in Kriyas HaMegillah on equal footing. That what do you mean? That one is Divrei Kabbalah, the other is Drabanan, and lo asid Drabanu mapik daraisa. Lo asid Drabanu mapik Divrei Kabbalah. And therefore, cannot be yotzei. Cannot be yotzei. In fact, this is already found lefurish in the Rishonim. This is a Me'iri. A Me'iri in Megillah on Daf Yutes. Because Daf Yutes is where the Mishnah, the Gemara tells us that a katan cannot be motzi a gadol in Kriyas HaMegillah. Why not? Why not? Why can't a katan lay in the Megillah? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Not so clear. The Ramban quotes this sugya Megillah Daf Yutes as an incredible raya that even midrabanan, a katan is not a bar chiyuva. Chinuch does not mean that a katan is obligated in. It means that there's a parental obligation. The parents are obligated to, like Rashi writes. It's a parental obligation. But the katan is not a bar chiyuva. So of course a katan cannot be motzi a gadol in. And Tosus disagrees with that Ramban. Because Tosus writes that, what do you mean? Isn't there a Gemara, Brachos Daf Chav? Ben Mevarech L'Aviv? That a child can be motzi an adult in Birchas HaMazon? As long as the adult only ate a kazayis, as opposed to Kedei Svia. So as long as the adult ate less than Kedei Svia, he's only obligated in benching Drabanan, a katan indeed can be motzi. So Tosus writes, don't you see from that that a katan is a bar chiyuva? And if it's drabanan versus drabanan, we're good. So why can't a katan be motzi a gadol in Kriyas HaMegillah? If a katan can be motzi a gadol in Birchas HaMazon? So Tosus in Megillah Daf Yutes writes a great, great chiddush. And that is that there are more tiers than just daraisa drabanan. There's daraisa, there's drabanan. There's something which is called a trade rabbanon. Maybe there's something called a tlust rabbanon. How many steps are you removed from an absolute chiyuv me'ikar hadin? So, when it comes to a gadol in Kriyas HaMegillah, a gadol is a bar chiyuv v'daraisa, and Kriyas HaMegillah is a mitzvah rabbanon. So we're close. We're one step away from a katan in Kriyas HaMegillah. Number one, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is drabanan. Number two, the katan is only a bar chiyuva drabanan. A bar chiyuva drabanan in a mitzvah drabanan cannot be a motzi. A bar chiyuva darais in a mitzvah drabanan. That's Tosus Chiddush of trade drabanan. So if that really is true, my trade drabanan. So ben mevarach laviv. How exactly does that work? But a katan can be motzi a gadol in Birchas HaMazon. So Tosus says, you know what, even though the Gemara didn't say so explicitly, but it's clearly implied. When the Gemara says the gadol only ate a kazayis, but the katan ate kedei svia. So the katan ate a shir daraisa. But a katan is a barchiva drabanan. The gadol is a barchiva daraisa, but only ate a shir drabanan. That's the same plane. That's a chadra versus a chadrabanan. But ain't no chinami. If both the katan and the gadol only ate a kazayis, guess what? A katan cannot be motzi a gadol, because that's called a trade rabbanon. Such a chiddush at Tosus. A trade rabbanon cannot be motzi, chad rabbanon. Tosus, you see that from Kriyas HaMegillah. So you know what the Miri writes in that sugya? Your testament base. No. You know why a katan cannot be motzi a gadol in Kriyas HaMegillah? Because Kriyas HaMegillah is midivrei kabbalah. And a katan, yes, is a bar chiyuva, but only drabanan. And lo asi drabanan, umapik, divrei kabbalah, mefurish in mir. Mefurish in mir. If you would accept this distinction of Shagas Aryeh, maybe a katan could be motzi a gadol in Kriyas HaMegillah, unless you subscribe to Tosus's trade drabanan. But that's a fascinating issue, that there's divrei kabbalah, drabanan, and a trade drabanan when it comes to cases of Kriyas HaMegillah. You know, let's say you have a Purim Mishulash? Let's say for us, Purim falls out on Thursday night and Friday.
Oh.
And for the Krach, it's the next day, Shabbos. Shabbos. No, you can't have Kriya Semigal on Shabbos. No. The Gzeira Deraba. So therefore, they're going to lay the Megillah on Thursday night and Friday. Thursday and Friday. But because of Gzeira Deraba, that would be unbelievable, no? That means for us as Bnei Ir, that's a Kriya Semigillah, which is Midivrei Kabbalah. And for the Ben Yerushalayim who's reading it the exact same time, it's only a Kriya Semigillah Derabbanan because of the Gzeira Derabba. No? That's like unusual, no? The whole world is reading the Megillah at the same time. For most of the world, this is a mitzvah Derabbi Kabbalah, and for part of the world, it's only a mitzvah Derabbanan, a Derabbanan. No? And you kind of start, ooh, so, you know, so what would happen in those cases, no? Right? A Ben Kfar, or a Ben Krach, and a Katan, a woman, Balayla, and a lot of moving parts. No, who can be Motzi whom? No, which is the Divrei Kabbalah, which is the Chad Rabbanan, which is a Trade Rabbanan, which is a Tlas Rabbanan. No? Well, imagine, no? The Katan who's reading on Friday, who is a Ben Yerushalayim. No? So you have a lot of moving parts. No? How far is it that we kind of reduce that particular view? Yeah, but the Meiri writes, isn't that simple? It's just Rabbanan versus Divrei Kabbalah. Of course, there's a mitzvah of Chinuch. A mitzvah of Chinuch. But Chinuch is Rabbanan. And Kriya Samigil is Divrei Kabbalah. No, Esi Drabbanan, Omapik, Divrei Kabbalah. That's what the Meiri thinks is Pashup Shah. Because Kriya Samigil has a difference. In fact, maybe this is the answer to the Kash of the Magen Avraham. There's the great Chiddush of the Baal HaIter. The Baal HaIter. Even though a katan cannot be motzi a gadol in Kriya Samigila, and the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Chaf Gimel that hadlakos a mitzvah, and therefore a katan cannot be the one who is madlik the ner Chanukah. So the Ran quotes the sheet of the Baal HaIter that when do we say this is true? That a katan cannot go ahead and be the one who's madlik the ner Chanukah. Oh, that's only if it's a katan shelo higi lechinuch. You shouldn't be playing with matches. No, it's katan shelo higi lechinuch. A katan shigi lechinuch, of course. Because after all, that osi drabana, mapik drabana. So the Baal HaIter writes this stunning chiddush, quoted by here, the Rana Masechta Shabbos, the Sugya of Chav Gimel, that a katan shigi lechinuch can be motzi agadol in Kriya Samigillah and motzi agadol in Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. Wow, that's the sheet of the Baal HaIter. Okay. The Magen Avraham points out a stir. Now, when you look in Hilchos Chanukah, Taf Reish Ayin Hey, the Mechaber quotes two deos. The Mechaber cites the Baal HaIter. Can a katan be madlik the Ner Chanukah for the adults? So, you know what the Mechaber writes? No. Shabbos Chav Gimel? But, yei shomen, Baal HaIter, yes. That when the Gemara on Shabbos said no, it means a katan shlo higi lechinuch. A katan shigi lechinuch, absolutely yes. That's, The Psak of the Mechaber, Tafrei Shayin Hei, 2 days. Oh, you fast forward. No. Tilchus Megillah. Tafresh Peites. Can a katan lay in the Megillah for a gadol? Mechaber writes, no. No. Mechaber writes, what happened to 2 days? The Baal HaIter says this both about Ner Chanukah and Kriya Samigillah. And the Mechaber cites the Baal HaIter only in Hilchus Chanukah, not Hilchus Megillah. That's the Magen Avraham Sarachi. You know what the Prima Gadim writes? The Prima Gadim, Psicha Kolelis. You have to chazal the Psicha Kolelis. No, that's what Prima Gadim writes. Divrei Kabbalah versus Derabbanan. Kriya Samigillah is Divrei Kabbalah. So therefore, a katan absolutely not. That was the sheet he writes in the Mechaber. But Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. So here, you know, the Baliter, the split of the Mechaber is because of d'Rabbanan versus the Kabbalah. And that's why the Mechaber writes, you know, it's more complicated in Hilchus Chanukah, two deos. But in Hilchus Megillah, no. Because Kriya Samegillah is Medivrei Kabbalah. It's not just simply d'Rabbanan. That's why the Mechaber is on Chayish, the Shita, the Baliter. In the Ilif in the Sefer Zikaron of Rosh Morozovsky, Zichron Shmo, Simon Yotes, there, a beautiful, beautiful teretz. Rosh Morozovsky writes the following. We discussed this before Chanukah, no? If I ask you, Kriya Samigil, is that a Chovas Hagavra? Ooh, absolutely is. Of course. No. Of course. What every person is obligated to. What about when it comes to Ner Chanukah? To what extent is Ner Chanukah Chovas HaGavra? To what extent is a Chovas HaBayis? Chovas HaBayis. Meaning the collectively, the Anshei Bayis have to see to it, as the Rambam writes, that you have a Ner Chanukah which is Doluk BaBayis. After all, the Ikar Mitzvah is Neri Shubeso. Just to have one menorah lit per household. And don't forget, the Rambam Shita, even Mahadrin, near the Cholecha B'Echad, it doesn't even mean that everyone does so separately. It's just common Eros Sumadlit. No? So one person lights for the minion of Anshei HaBayis. They're not even there. No? Even Mahadrin, Min HaMahadrin. The Rambam writes, you have a family of 10, and it's last night of Hanukkah. The Balabayis lights 80 candles. Right? And that's it. And where's everybody else? They're not even there. How exactly does that work? No? Okay, maybe one could argue, you know what, it's a Chovas HaGavra, but maybe for some reason, there's no Mitzvah Shlichus. In the sense that, look, sometimes you have Shomei Kona. Here, I'm not even present. I'm not even there. Oh, okay, but maybe it's a Chovas HaGavra which is discharged through one of. Or maybe it's very different. Maybe, obviously, it's not Shomei HaKona. Maybe it's not even Shlichus. But rather a Chovas HaBayis in the sense that, you know what the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is? That mi b'neihin. The Anshei HaBayis have to see to it that there is a Ner Chanukah, which is Doluk. Maybe the same thing as Ner Shabbos. Yeah, your wife, your mother lights, mamish, formal shlichus. Or no, that the mitzvah of Kavod, the mitzvah only dictates, as the Rambam writes, you have to have a Ner, which is Doluk Babayis. And all Anshei Bayis are Yotzei, even though they're already in Shul. Not necessarily as a form, Yisgeres shlichus. Sometimes you can have such chiyuvim, like a collective chiyuv. You know, the Beis Alevi. In Aleph Beis, Gimel Nun Aleph. Achilas Kodshim. It is not really Alochin Gavra, Alochin Chevtze. Sha Kodshim Yihu Ne'acholim. The Kohenim have to see to it that the Kodshim are consumed. And if you know what? This one Kohen, or these two Kohenim, these three Kohenim will eat, guess what? The Kohenim have satisfied their obligation. A formal Shlichus. His eating is attributed to me. No. Mi b'nei him. And if we'll be a Chovas HaGavra like Karban Pesach, well, I have to eat. You can't be Yotzei al Yedei Achayim. How could that possibly be? The fact that 1, 2, 3, 5 Kohanim can consume the Karban, doesn't that indicate that there's some unusual Achilas Kodshim? Not Alachin Gavra, Alachin Chevtza. You know, one brother is going to do Yibum. One brother is going to do Chalitza. How exactly does that work? Formal Shlichus. The Gemara does have that phrase, Shlichusa da'achin kovet. Does it really mean mamash formal Shlichus? Or does it mean the following? You know, this is the pool. No? The achim and ha'av. And mi b'neihem, you have to satisfy the zika. Yibum or Chalitza. Maybe that's true when it comes to Ner Chanukah. Poshub Shatan Rambam. That Ner Chanukah is a Chovas HaBayis. To have a Ner Doluk, Babayis, mi b'neihem, collectively, see it that's true. Rosh Morozovsky writes a fascinating Chiddush. In a Chovas HaGavra, Tosfos Begadaf Yutes, you can have Daraisa, you can have Drabanan, Trei Drabanan, maybe Tlas Drabanan. when you're dealing with a chovas habayis, a chovas habayis, is all that true? Oh, you'll tell me you know this. Let it cut in shalohi gilachinuch. Light. No. It has to be the chefts and their chanukah, no? The mitzvah of tkiyah shofar is the mitzvah of shmiyah. So let a person out of bar chiva blow shofar. No. It has to be a kol shofar shal mitzvah. No? Let's see, Pesach Frank, the chazanish. Regardless of what the mitzvah is. Shmiyas hakol is shmiyas kol shofar shal mitzvah. If a woman sounds the shofar, that's not called a kol shofar shal mitzvah for the man to be yotze. Let me ask you, but if a katan is indeed a bar chiyuva, so yeah, that's considered to be a havlaka shal mitzvah. So maybe that's the chiddush in the chagah. That's sufficient when it comes to the chovas habayis in the chanukah. But it wouldn't be sufficient when it comes to the chovas hagava, kliyas hamedila. Oh, so therefore, right, the mechaber splits psak. That, you know what, it makes sense in Chanukah, as a chovas habayis, to argue that if you're a bar chiyuva, then yes. Is there a difference in a chagah and a trader rabbanon in terms of chefts? It's a ner chanukah for him, but not a ner chanukah for you. But if you're talking about a chovas hagavra, yeah, the chiyuv of the gavra has to line up. And Tosus, if one is a chagah rabbanon and one is a trader rabbanon, then absolutely not. So therefore, maybe that's exactly the mechaber shita, that I'm going to be chayish for the Bala Iter in Tafrei Shayim Hei, in Ochas Chanukah, but not Tafrei Shpeites, when it comes to Kriya Samigil as an Absur Chovas Agavra. A stunning possibility. But this is part of this Yisod. The relationship of Kriya Samigil Balayla, that which is beyond, is it all Drabanan? The suggestion that Kriya Samigil has an elevated status of Divrei Kabbalah? And the question, which one would that be? What is the Ikar Mitzvah, Kriya Samigillah? And the Chiddush of Shagas Aryeh, Kriya Samigillah Divrei Kabbalah, the Chiddush already found in Miri Daf Yates regarding Katan, but the limit of the Shagas Aryeh, maybe only Kriya Samigillah Bayom, as all the Mitzvah Sayom of Purim. Kriya Samigillah Balayla, even if you don't go as far as to assume Amoraim, but a later takana, a takana drabanan, not the mitzvah siyam as described in the Megillah. And therefore, the Kriyas HaMegillah, Bayom is the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMedivrei Kabbalah. And maybe that's why, even though you recited a Shechianu on Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla, on this opportunity to now fulfill the mitzvah drabanan of Kriyas HaMegillah, you're obligated to repeat the Shechina Bayom, not only as Tosus because Vikar Mitzvah Kriya Samigillah is Bayom because of Pursuman Issa, but because now this is a new opportunity to fulfill the Mitzvah Medivrei Kabbalah that wasn't fulfilled since last year. Asim Yizman, Lizman Leinu Tadira, and therefore Yetzin. So we'll end on that musical.